Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here with me. My name is Queen, and I'm with you right now to give you a wonderful, fabulous recording, or should I say show. It's going to be all about how to attract TV interviews and appearances. So basically, how to get on television, how to become the person that the television industry would want to, you know, really, like all these different producers, all these different presenters, hosts, becoming the person that can attract the opportunities of being on a live show, being on different TV shows. It could be web shows as well. It could be, you know, just being more confident on camera as well is a very, very, very good thing. And I'm going to really go through some ways. Okay, so just in case you don't know who I am, my name is Queen. I'm an international motivational speaker and a success coach. I'm also a pageant director. My pageant is called UK's Dazzling Beauty, which you can find out about by going to www.ukdazzlingbeauty.com. So really and truly, I've been on television so much, and I would say that one of the reasons why I believe that I have been in the media, the reason why I have like had the opportunity magazines, newspapers, on TV shows, such as, well, for example, on Ben TV, there are a lot of different shows I've been on, such as Lizzie's Show, which is something I'm always on. I'm always on a show called, I used to be on a show a lot called Hidden Treasures. I have been on the Ben TV Breakfast Show. I've been on another show called Spora Show, which is now on a different channel. And these are very popular shows in the African market, the African Caribbean market. However, I've also been on lots of different channels that you probably know of, such as BBC. I've been on ITV. I've been on ITV2, ITVBE, ITVB, I think they call it. And basically, because I was on this really popular show called Dinner Date on ITV. So I was on that program in 2012, and they repeated the show over and over about 20 times. And that was 2012. And now today, 1st of October, I could literally say that last week they repeated my episode again, and even the week before. So it just goes to show that you can really be on television a lot once you go on it once. My big break in television came when, basically, I'd been on TV when I was very young, when I was about 10 years old. However, that was just, it wasn't too much of a show on TV. It was just more of, I was on it for a few minutes. That was on BBC. So that was my big break. In a way, that really and truly was the starting point of TV for me. But then I was on television because of the fact that I went on this program called Is She MTV, which means Is She the Next Presenter on MTV? And basically, it was a program where Richard Blackwood was going to be the presenter, and then he was going to have a co-host, and it was going to be one of the people that won the competition. So I went to audition and everything, and we were filmed, and it was really, really fun. I was about 19 years old. I didn't win or anything, but I did get through to the next round, which was fun. And so I was shortlisted and everything. So that was really, really fun. I got to meet Richard Blackwood. And along my journey to success, I've met a lot of celebrities. Like I've met Gwen Stefani. I've served, for example, Beyonce's mum when I used to work in a shop. I've served lots of UK celebrities and even US celebrities. I've met Kelly Rowland, Solange Knowles. I have, seen Destiny's Child live. The list really does go on. And really, I think one day I started to realize that this was like a sign, because I kept on bumping into different celebrities. And I one day remember just thinking, I think that something is trying to tell me that one day I'm going to be on television, or one day I'm going to be someone like these types of people. But the thing is, I want you to realize that it's not just about being famous for being famous. Oh, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be successful, blah, blah, blah. It's about, what message do you have to share as a result of, you know, being on television, or as a result of being a high-profile person? So when you become a high-profile person that's in the media, that's on television, that's out there doing things, that is recognized by people, you basically get to a point where people start to think, okay, yeah, but let me listen to what she has to say. Let me listen to what he has to say. You could be a woman, you could be a man right now, I'm not sure. But people start taking more seriously. You can start sharing your message. You can start sharing your products and your services. Think about it this way. If you think about, you know, the wonderful, let's say, for example, anybody, Richard Branson, for example, the wonderful Richard Branson. Now, because he is in the media, he was able to launch Virgin and turn it into a very big brand. But one of the things that Richard Branson did to really get his brand out there was basically he was the face of his brand, and he would do extreme things, you know, a bit like extreme sports in a way, but he would do extreme, yeah, he was like a daredevil. So he would do things that would get the attention of the media, that would get the attention of people. So people would be like, oh my goodness, he's just done this, he's just done that. I'll give you an example. British Airways were trying to do some kind of campaign, and I think it was something, getting something up, like, for example, I think it was a hot air balloon or whatever it was. And so he found out that that wasn't really working, it wasn't going very well. So he got an aeroplane to go by, or a jet or whatever it was, to go by, and basically it had a sign saying, British Airways can't get up, or BA can't get up. So it was like everybody laughed, the media, you know, basically it was like everybody looking up saw the airplane go by and they saw the sign. So this is like ways that he creatively and, you know, in a very creative way got the attention of the media and so on and so forth. So that's the first step in a way. If you want to be the media, if you want to actually start breaking into the TV world and the media world, making those appearances, being seen as a high-profile person or seen as a celebrity, you're going to have to get the attention of the media. Now, I'm not talking about doing something silly to get attention, because, to be honest, as much as we think that, you know, Richard Branson was doing daredevil things, he was doing things that actually was in line with his vision. He is a very, he's the kind of person that loves to do extreme sports. He's the kind of person that really loves to push himself and challenge himself. And everything he did, Virgin, he didn't tear it down. So make sure whatever you're doing to get attention in the media, it's like doing things that will build your brand rather than doing stupid things that will tear you down. So how can you get the attention of the media? I'm going to give you an example. You get the attention of the media by doing something, like, for example, a challenge. It could be a charity fundraising challenge where you set yourself a mission to raise £10,000 for charity. Now, you grab the attention of the media by getting everybody involved to vote for you, to support you, and so on and so forth. You could create, like, banners and so on and so forth. You could do, you know, go around to different schools and colleges and get the youth involved and so on and so forth. This creates a buzz. This woman, she's on a mission to raise £10,000 for charity. Let's support her. So when you go to the media, or when they notice this stuff, maybe they might see you on Twitter talking about this. They might notice it on Instagram. They may see some videos that you've posted on YouTube. They're going to be thinking, this woman is, you know, really, really doing something. And then they're going to want to perhaps interview you, feature you, or they may actually decide to just put you on their blog. They might decide they're going to write about you, and you may not even know. They may just be like, oh, this person's up to something interesting, I'm going to write about them. So the first way to break into the TV industry is really, really, really to do something to grab the attention of the media. But like I said, do good things. I would say good things to grab the attention of the media. Okay, so you've got to be a very much attention-grabbing person. And like I said, I'm not talking about the silly attention that gets you, makes people think you're just silly, but more of the good attention. Anyway, I keep repeating myself now, so let me move on to the next point. Right, the next way to break into the TV industry is you need to start studying media studies, and you specifically, you need to study the TV world, okay? The reason why I have so many TV interviews, appearances, and all of that is the truth is I actually studied media studies and mass communications. Studied it. So it's no wonder that I get all the opportunities to be on television, to be in magazines, radio shows, podcasts, because the truth is when you study something, it's a bit like a politician. If they study politics, it doesn't surprise anybody if they get political roles, political opportunities, if they become a lord or an MP, nobody will be surprised. So no one should be surprised that I'm on television from time to time, on radio, because the truth is I studied mass communications. Mass communications is literally like media studies. I studied media studies when I was doing my A-levels, as one of my A-levels. Media studies is, I learned how to be media savvy. Like, I learned what are the media actually looking for. I learned the difference between the Hollywood industry and the Nollywood industry and then the British cinema. And I learned everything to do with, like, digital media in the sense of video, using the camera and all the different angles that you film from and how to create a film in the first place. You know, this was one of the things that we had to do when I was studying. I also learned everything to do with cinematography, and there were just so many areas that I learned, and also even globalization and how the media affects globalization, or shall I say even vice versa. So when you study the tabloids, and then you study the broadsheets, and then you study popular culture, and then you study high culture, and you understand how that all affects the media, it's not long before you actually start being in the media, because when you can speak the language of media, when you act like people in the media, when you have a journalistic approach, when you start writing as if you're in the media, when you start posting social media posts that makes people know that you are like media savvy, all of a sudden all the opportunities start to unfold. And it's also the same as when you concentrate on something, when you focus on something, you start to attract it. So that's the second thing I want to suggest that you do, is buy some kind of book on PR, or buy a book on media studies and really get researching on the topic of media studies. You can also read articles, read books. Just try and pick an area. You could start with the TV industry. So start with reading things on that. Now, the reason why it's good to do it as well is because it will prepare you. When you go on interviews, you'll know the things not to say, what to do, what the media are looking for, how to present yourself well, how to attract publicity, how to attract interviews, how to attract great PR, whatever it is you're trying to attract. However, if you don't learn anything and then you do get a fantastic interview come up, you might make a complete mess of it, and it would just be probably wondering, like, why did I even go on that show? I just mumbled, I said the wrong things, and so on and so forth. And I've seen it happen many times. Like, I used to be a TV presenter, and I'm still a TV presenter. I don't work every day as a TV presenter, or I don't work every week, but my TV presenting opportunities come up frequently. And basically, when it does come up, I sometimes interview people, and I see that they have definitely not done their research. Or they're not even quick. They're not really quick at giving witty answers either. So they're not really able to bounce back or say something without, being spontaneous. They're not spontaneous either. So I do believe if you want to be in the media, you do need to be somewhat spontaneous. And you also need to have quick wit and be able to defend yourself or present arguments or cases in a way that is natural, fun, lively, and really, really captivating as well. Okay, so the third thing you want to do if you want to attract TV interviews, you're going to be surprised about this one. You're going to think, Queen, is this really what you're telling me to do? But I'm going to ask you to increase your charisma. Your charisma must increase along with your confidence. You need to be really confident, because when you go on television, there is really no room for mistakes. You can't go on there and say, can I start again? Of course you can sometimes. Like, sometimes they'll say, yes, you can start again, because this is only a, it's just the recorded version. So they might be able to allow you to go on and make mistakes so they can edit it and everything like that. But sometimes the truth is they're not always going to edit things. They want you to be prepared, to be as confident as you need to be. Whatever you say, you should be able to give answers that are just flowing and act as if it's like live, because sometimes it won't be live. You'll have to do a recorded show, and sometimes they do not want to edit that show. So they just want you to be a natural. So having high levels of charisma and high levels of confidence is essential for you to actually attract TV interviews. How do you increase your charisma? I'm going to give you some ideas, because this is what's going to make you stand out in the media all the more. When you go to events, what are you actually wearing? Are you dressing to impress? When you wear things like sequin or you wear bling and things like that, that attracts the media. Now, if you go out, just think about it this way. Think about the celebrities. What types of people are in the media? What types of people do go on television? Normally, they're people that are very friendly, they're smiley, or maybe they have a story to share, they have a mission, they have a challenge, they have something that they've achieved as well, maybe something really, really great. And that's all to do with that charisma thing. They have somewhat charisma. Sometimes people go on television to seek advice. It's not always about they're on television because of the fact that they have charisma. Sometimes, yes, they go on it because they have a problem and they want to solve the problem. So, for example, guests on shows like Trisha, or whether it be a show like the Jeremy Kyle show, they go on it because they have an issue, a problem that they want to solve, and they know that the TV show could give them some form of help. Okay, so you can use that as well, by the way. But in terms of charisma, work on your smile. You've got to have a Hollywood smile, I would say. This does not mean you have teeth, but it does mean, if you could work on that, that would be great, by the way. because the media do like people to be somewhat polished. And it doesn't mean that you have to like go and get your teeth straightened straight away, but you know, you could still think of if you are thinking of being somebody that's a regular face on television. So I mean, even myself, to be honest with you, I'm even thinking eventually one day I will get a brace. My teeth are pretty much fine, but I would even love a brace myself to make them even straighter and even nicer and so on and so forth. So at the end of the day, on yourself is actually quite important in the media, because you are presenting yourself as somewhat a perfect figure. In terms of having charisma as well, if you don't feel good about yourself or don't look the way you want to look, then it's going to affect your confidence on camera. So if you go on camera and you know that you've added like 2 stones, for example, and you hate it and you hate yourself now and you feel ugly, then I would definitely suggest that you work on that in advance before you start breaking into the TV world. Because when I've gone on television, using myself as an example, there have been times when I've looked at myself and I'm like, oh my goodness, I look so big. And somebody will say, oh, is she pregnant? And then I'm like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. But because obviously I'm used to being on television and I know that the camera makes you look 1 stone bigger. Like, this is something that you need to know, by the way. The camera makes you look 1 stone bigger, 10 pounds bigger. Everybody knows this. And that's the reason why, you know, for example, I remember Chloe from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She said that when people see her in real life, they always say, oh my God, you're so much slimmer. You look so much slimmer in real life. The camera makes people look so much bigger than they are. They make celebrities look taller than they are. When I met Rachel Stevens, for example, I thought she was like 5 foot, you know, 5'7" or something. Turns out that she was like, she's probably about 5 foot or something. She's tiny slim. I mean, I haven't met her again recently, but I remember when I met her years ago, when I used to work in Selfridges, I was so surprised that she was so tiny. Like, she was really petite and very, very beautiful, obviously, but I was surprised because I thought she was really, really, really small. And then, you know, when I met Gwen Stefani, she looked exactly as I thought she looked, you know, but then there's still sometimes one or two things that you would notice about a celebrity and think, oh, you look different in some way. You know, you look somewhat the same, but somewhat different. Okay, so in terms of charisma, wear the things that make you stand out. So figure out what your 3 perfect colors are, the colors that really bring you out the most. If you think about the Kardashians, they always wear colors that really bring them out. They know what works for them. Like Kim Kardashian was even saying in a magazine recently that she knows what works for her for pregnancy and what doesn't work. So she sticks to certain colors, she sticks to certain designs because she knows that that works. She doesn't bother with all those other things that don't work for her. You don't really see, for example, Kim Kardashian wearing orange. You don't really see her wearing bright green or pink, for example. She doesn't wear things like that. She wears certain colors, which would be like khaki or cream, or it would be purple. It's mainly dark colors. And I think that they've figured out what are the best colors for her skin tone, for her hair color, and so on and so forth. And so she kind of sticks to that color scheme. She's figured out what's great for her brand, and the whole of the Kardashians have figured it out too. And they basically tend to stick to wearing certain things that really, really impress on that brand. So you need to also do the same. You need to be like, okay, what are the best colors on me? Like, I know, for example, when I wear fuchsia pink, I stand out. I know when I wear the color turquoise green, which is one of my favorite colors, I stand out, or turquoise blue. I know that when I wear the color like red, that makes me stand out as well. There are certain colors that I know, yellow. I know the colors that are good on me, and I wear them more because I know that helps me to stand out. It makes me look more charismatic. It makes me more appealing in the media. But then I know, for example, that if I wear the color beige, if I wear the color, another color such as gray, I know that those colors don't really suit me. So I would not want to be wearing those colors. And that's the reason why I think it's so important that you really, really do your wonderful research on styling in terms of, you know, ask your friends and family, and then if possible, work with a stylist as well to figure out what's the best tones for you and so on and so forth. It's not necessarily always important to match what you wear with your skin tone and your eyes and so on and so forth, because it's about what makes you feel good and what makes you look good. But it can also be a bonus to figure out what's great for your body size, what's good for your shape, what's good for your hair, what's good for your eyes, what will bring out those blue eyes more, what will bring out your beautiful teeth, what will make your teeth look more yellow, how can you avoid that? So So yes, the looks are important, because if you go onto television and you don't like what you see, you're not going to want to go on television again. And that's the truth. You're going to be like, I'm never going on TV again because I look so big. Or you'll be like, oh, I went on television, I made a fool of myself, I said all the wrong things, I'm not going on television again. So having the natural charisma, working on your charisma in advance and being the best version of you, it doesn't mean you have to be a size 0, a size 12, size 14. If you're size 22, the most important thing is being the best size 22 that you are. If you're a size 16, be the best size 20. I mean, the best size 16. And what do I mean by that? Get into the best shape of your life. So the way you want to look and for the way you want to feel. I'm a size 10, but sometimes I look like I'm a size 12, or sometimes I go up to, like, I'm not a size 12, but some people say, oh, I thought you were a size 12, or they might even say, oh, I thought you were size, you know, I thought you, like, for example, my age, I'm a lot older than what people think. Every time I meet people, they always say, oh my God, I thought you were just 19, or I thought you were 26, or I thought you were 22. I'm like, no, like, I'm honestly older than that, but they can't believe it to the point that they nearly faint. But the truth is, I always think to myself, it's not about what they think, it's about how do I feel being the way I am. Like, if I feel like, oh, I do look bigger, or I do look slimmer or something. Like, some people, like, when I have been slightly slimmer, when I've gone to, like, size 8, like, I'll have my auntie come and say, oh, my goodness, you need to put on weight. What are you doing? Why have you gone slim like that? You need to put weight on. I don't like you slim like that. So sometimes it's all, like, people have different perceptions. When you lose weight, they say, oh, my God, you're too slim. When you put on weight, they're like, oh, my God, you look so much better now. Or they might say, oh, my goodness, you need to lose a few pounds. So, but the point is I know what's meant to be my perfect shape and my perfect size. So it's important for me to look the best for myself rather than trying to please others, because it's what I see that's important and it's what you see that's important. If you don't see yourself looking the way you want to look, you're going to feel miserable. And if you feel like, oh, my gosh, I look fantastic, I look great, I loved how I looked, then you're going to be very comfortable on camera and you're going to be very comfortable on television. And I can guarantee that many of you listening right now, the reason why you're not on television right now, or you're not on radio, or whether it be you're not on camera in one way or another, it's just because of the fact that you don't actually like the sound of your voice. You don't like like the way you look. You don't feel confident in front of the camera and things like that. So you really need to work through all of those things before you start to go on television. And let me now move on now to the next area. So now we're on to number 4. And the fourth reason, or should I say the fourth way to break into the TV world, to start attracting TV interviews and appearances, is for you to send out press releases. Okay. Now, you might be asking me, what's a press release? Or maybe you know what a press release is, but you don't really send them out, and so on and so forth. So one of the ways you can do this is you could basically do a write-up about what you're trying to achieve, or what you are achieving, or who you are. And sometimes it's good to do it as if not you, as if you're writing about yourself rather than it being you. So you would say something like, for example, Queen Chima is on a mission to raise £10,000 for charity. She has so far raised £2,000 for charity, and she wants to raise £10,000 by January 2016. And with your help, with the community's help, with the help of society, this mission that she has can be achieved. Please support her by allowing her to feature on your radio show, or please book her to be on a television show, or da 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 da. Now, that's just like a really bad way of doing it, but I'm just giving you an example. If you want to attract TV interviews, you need to send press releases, because the chances are they don't really know who you are, or even if they do, they still would sometimes need a hook to be like, oh yes, let's feature her. You know, if you think about all these different newspapers and magazines and TV shows, they're constantly looking for somebody to highlight as the next star, the next big thing, the up and coming, the expert, the leader, the thought leader, so on and so forth. If you don't put yourself out there, if they forget about you, then the truth is they won't remember to put you on their show. So what you need to do is you need to consistently remind them, hello, I'm here. I am the up-and-coming star. I am the thought leader that you're looking for. I am the expert in this area. I can come on your show and talk about a topic that you would really, really, really benefit from, and so on and so forth. So send out that press release. You can Google what a press release is, but the general structure is just to talk about yourself give them a bit of an introduction of who you are and so on and so forth, but then go into the main story, like as in, I'm on a mission to raise £10,000 for charity. The mission, you know, I want to raise this money by this date. Or you can talk about it in the third person and say, you know, Queen Choma is on a mission to do this. She wants to raise this much by this date. Or it could even be a music video that you've released. Let's say you've released a new music video and you want someone to feature you on television talking about your new music video. So you could obviously do the phone calls, phone around and say, oh, yes, would you be interested in having me on your show? I want to show my new music video and I want to also talk about why I created this video and so on and so forth. But how you would do it, how you actually present it in a press release is to make it seem as if it's breaking news. So it would be like, Samantha has just created a new music video. The music video of the, it's going, this video could be the music video of the century or whatever. Like you have to hype it up and buzz it up and make it sound really exciting. Fans are already labeling this video as the next best video of the year or something like that. So far, the video has been viewed on ITV and it's been viewed on a TV show in Asia. And this video is just about to go global. You know, you need to really sell it like as if this is just, oh my goodness, this is something. If they just think it sounds like, if you talk about your video in a very plain and boring way, I've just released a new video. My video is wonderful. It's so good. It's no one's watched it yet, but, you know, I have hope that at least 10 people will watch it one day. You're not going to get onto television with a story like that. But if you make it seem as if this video, we're on a mission to get this video onto 25 different TV shows, and we want your TV show to be one of them, now you've grabbed their attention. So you need to really think about, like I said before, going back to step one, it's all about grabbing the media's attention. And to be honest with you, a bit like they say that lawyers are liars, in the media, it is a little bit about exaggeration. And I know that sounds a bit bad. I don't believe in lying and I don't believe in exaggerating. However, you have to glamorize your story. And it's the truth. It's just, it's like a job interview as well. You can't just go there and say, my skills are, you know, I'm okay at computer. I am okay at using Excel. I'm okay at using Microsoft Word. I'm okay at creating PowerPoint presentations. If you said you were okay, you would be okay and out the door because they wouldn't be interested anymore. It would be like, okay, you need to take your CV and go because we don't want to hear you. We're looking for people that are great, excellent, amazing, talented. We're not looking for people that are just average 5s out of 10. You know, we're looking for people that are really, really efficient, excellent in using IT, excellent in this, excellent in that. So you have to sort of buzz up your CV to make it so you can't just be yourself and be like, oh, I'm quite friendly. You can't say the word quite on a CV. And you also can't say those types of words when you are trying to get yourself out there. So the press release as well, you could also get someone to write this press release for you because in a way it will be easier for them to talk about you than you talking about yourself. Okay, so another thing you can do in terms of press release is you could send a press pack. This is store number four. But you could send a press pack as well. Now, if you are already starting to heap up a few media appearances, maybe you've been on television before and so on and so forth, what you could do is, or let's say you've been in magazines and you have also been on some podcast shows, all you need to do is to start to basically put it together. So you could start to basically let the world know that you are doing this by printing out the images of these things. So let me give you an example of what I mean, because it doesn't really make sense. What I mean is, like, for example, let's say you're seeing the show right now. Now, it looks like, how can I print that and put that in my press release? Like, if I wanted to put this in my press pack, how could I do that? Now, let's say you came on the show right now and you wanted to now say, oh, I've been on the Queen Choma show. All you would do is take a screenshot of what you're seeing right now, and then you would basically print it out, like, you know, that you were on the show, because it'll probably have your name on it as well, like Queen Choma invited Tanya to be on the show, blah, blah, blah. Or let's say your name is Paul. Paul was, today the interview's about, you know, interview with Paul on the Queen Choma show on the topic of confidence, for example. So then you'll just print screen that on the website, and then you would just print it out, put it into your folder, and every time you do something, like let's say you're in a magazine, you tear that out, put it into your folder, and then eventually you could do photocopies of them, or you could send the real thing. I don't advise to send the real thing because obviously you need it, so I would advise for you to photocopy everything, preferably in colour, by the way, and then send it out as your press release, as your press pack, should I say, your press pack. So basically, you would send many, 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 many versions of that to different media houses, different media companies, different, like, for example, if you wanted to be on BBC, if you wanted to be on MTV, if you wanted to be on the Disney Channel, if you wanted to be on whatever it is you want to do, you could actually create a cover letter to go with your press pack, and then you send it out, distribute it to different companies, and so on and so forth. Even if they don't get back to you, they will start to figure out that you are someone. They will start following you on Twitter. They'll start doing that investigation. The media, they generally don't ignore things. Even if they don't feature you straight away, they will study you. So don't think to yourself, oh my gosh, they didn't get back to me. I must be really rubbish. Just keep doing you. Keep getting out there. Keep on sending more press packs and so on and so forth. And eventually you will find that they will actually say, oh, hi, I remember you sent this to me 6 months ago. Do you remember you sending me your press pack? You will say, no, not really. I'm not really sure. I don't remember. And then they'll say, oh, you sent it to me in January. Would you be able to come along and be on my show? Or let's say, I'm going to give you an example of this as well. I basically sent off I remember when I used to work for Ben TV and I wanted to be in a magazine because someone told me in Ben TV at the time, they said to me, oh my goodness, I saw you in a magazine. And I remember I went to speak at this event. It was like a motivational speaking event. And I gave a presentation. I got the certificate for giving my presentation. And then the lady, I remember sending my article to her and she actually featured it in the magazine. So I was in the magazine, he had a copy of the magazine at home, and then when he met me, I think he said, oh, I've seen you before in a magazine, like, I can't believe I'm meeting you. And then I was like, oh wow, that's quite interesting, like, bring in the magazine, because I haven't seen it, like, I didn't even know this. And so anyway, because I thought the woman was just going to use the article as maybe on the website or something. So anyway, the whole point of this is that I use it as an incentive to email another magazine out there. I was just looking for some interesting magazines online, and I thought, okay, let me just reach out to some different magazine editors and see if they would feature me in their magazine. So I reached out to one, which was an annual magazine that comes out every year. It was a magazine that was focused on black culture and things like that, but it was more to do with black history as well. So I basically sent that email. I didn't hear anything at the time, but then guess how many months later I heard something. About 3 to 4 months later, the lady, the editor of the magazine, contacted me. And she was like, oh, hello, Queen. You know, I got your email. Thank you for sending it to me. I would love to interview you to talk about, you know, what you're doing. What you're doing is really, really good. Anyway, when I basically spoke with her on the phone, we had a chat on the phone. And at first, you know, obviously I didn't really know. I knew vaguely who it was, but at the same time I was thinking, oh, what magazine is this for? And then she explained anyway. But the whole point, you know, what actually happened and how everything flowed was she actually said to me, you know, I love what you're doing and everything, but the truth is, you know, I'm not interested in everything that you're doing, right? And then so I said to her, okay, well, this is what I do, da, 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 da. What are you interested in? What do you want to feature me on? Like, what's the area that interests you most for the magazine? And she was like, I don't really want to hear about your pageant. I don't really want to hear about the beauty pageant stuff. I want to hear about you doing work for the youth. So tell me about that. And I was like, okay, yep, I do some motivational speaking. I've spoken at some schools. What's your message around this? Come on, give me a hook. Give me something. And so I had to really, like, bring out, like, okay, yeah, this is what I do. I'm on a mission to do this and help young people in this way. And I speak across, you know, different schools, colleges and universities, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, yep, we want to feature you. We want to put that in the magazine. Thank you for your story. Da, da, da. Bam. It was put into the magazine. And so that's how simple it can be sometimes. It can be that you make those phone calls, you set up the press pack, you send an email, and you may feel like, oh, nothing happened. But believe me, they're doing their studies on you. And they may contact you when you least expect it. So definitely be ready for those opportunities. Now, the fifth thing I want to say to you in terms of getting TV interviews, being on television and everything like that, is basically for you, I'm going to drink some water quickly. It's basically for you to please, please, please start making appearances, okay? Start making appearances. If you are someone that wants to be in the television industry and get interviews, start making appearances at exclusive events, okay? Now, you need to go to the events where the media are going to show up. I'm going to give you an example of a place that you can start with. Number one, you could start by applying to be in the audience of some of these shows that you probably watch. So, for example, if you live in the UK and you are always watching ITV, you're always looking at some of these shows, or let's say you watch the Jeremy Kyle show, for an example, and you want to be on that show, but you don't want to be on the show as, you know, somebody on as a guest. You want to be on the show in the audience watching it, or maybe you want to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show, but you want to be in the audience. All you need to do is basically apply to be in the audience. They have this on their website. Like they're always looking for people to be in the audience. The Oprah Winfrey show, I mean, I know she's changed, like she's not doing certain things anymore, but, you know, all these amazing, great talk show hosts, or, you know, all these fantastic TV presenters and everything, half the time they are looking for people to be in the audience, or they're looking for people to feature on their shows. So you just need to literally go onto their websites and basically apply. Apply, apply, apply. Okay. But like I said, making their appearances is very important. Like going to these types of events where the media will be showing up. Another thing you want to do in terms of making appearances is you want to go to high profile events. You want to go to places like celebrity events. You want to go to charity fundraising events. You want to go to fashion shows, modeling shows. It could be a technology event. It could be a science event, especially in your field and in your industry, but not limited to your field and industry. So let's say you're a lawyer. You want to be going to, yes, those legal events that are very prominent and where you feel that these amazing photographers and videographers will be there, where people will be there filming, interviewing people, taking pictures and everything like that. The first reason why you should go to events that are high profile and all of this stuff is not just because you want to look fancy, but it's because you are going to be able to grab, ask for some of those images. You're going to be able to maybe use some of the footage from those events. Even if it's for your showreel, or even if it's uploaded online and you know where it is, you could use that to pitch that, send that link to the media and say, hi, you know, I was at this event the other day. You can watch the video here. I made some contributions there. I gave some, you know, different, talked about my opinion on this or my opinion on that. And you can watch the video. And this is my, some of the images from the event as well. And here you go. This is my press pack or whatever. Would you be interested in featuring me on your show? So you have to be at those right places at those right times, because if you don't go to these events, if you're not really going to events and building your portfolio, building your CV, building your everything that you're doing, they are going to think, this person is very boring. They want to be on my TV show, but what do they do? So you need to really come across as the kind of person that's going to all these places, you know people, you're interviewed regularly, you're at the right place at the right time. People need to be able to start spotting you at places. So if you're a beauty queen, for example, you go to pageant-related events, you can go to fashion shows, you can go to trade shows, exhibitions, wedding shows, singing shows, talent shows, blah, 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 blah. If you are, let's say you're somebody that wants to do something to do with animal rights, so you'll go to animal campaigns, you'll go to animal shows, you'll go to health shows about animals, you will go to animal exhibitions, you'll go to the horses, the race, you know, whatever you feel is linked in with animal events, animal projects and so on and so forth. Now, if you're somebody that's like a medical doctor, for example, you'll go to medical exhibitions, you'll go to some meetings that are based on healthcare and maybe an NHS event or whatever it would be that's in your field, conferences on this area of medical science and so on and so forth. If you are a videographer, you will go to film shows. You will go to, for example, short film shows, film festivals. You would go to just high profile events where you can take pictures or where you could film, because most videographers can also take pictures. So you probably want to be doing both. if you're not just leaning towards one, because sometimes you need the pictures too. So you'll probably do your films and make all those wonderful films with your camera, but you can also take pictures with your camera. So you should be going to those types of places and those types of events, and you should also be targeting yourself to be around the right people that are in your industry, especially if you want to really, really make it big in the industry. If you're a photographer, then you need to go to events like fashion shows. And it depends on what kind of photographer you are. If you're a wedding photographer, then you'll go to wedding events. You'll go to like wedding shows, fairs, shows that are everything related to do with weddings. It could be cake events as well, like, wedding cakes and so on and so forth. So that is how you start to break into the media, by being at the right place at the right time. People will interview you. You can't shy away in the corner and be like, oh my God, the media is there, let me run away. And like I said, you need to be ready. So if they want to interview you, have you got your makeup on? Is your hair nice? Do you have your nails done? Have you thought about the fact that are you wearing a nice outfit? If you go there and then you wear something really grotty and you feel uncomfortable, your nails aren't done, your hair is messy, and you're like, oh, I was just coming here just to like, peep on this event, you're not ready to be on camera. And it's going to be a problem because you won't feel confident to go on the camera. You only feel confident to go on camera when you feel like you look your best and you feel like proud of yourself. So that's why I said that the charisma is important in terms of your presentation skills. You won't really be charismatic if you don't look your best. So, like I said, this does not mean that you need to try and lose weight and become a size 10 if you're a size 16. Be yourself. If you want to, just be the healthy and more successful version of you. Everybody has a better version of themselves, and how we can become the best version of ourselves is by keeping fit, eating healthy, wearing clothes that suit us, looking after our hair, makeup, nails, and so on and so forth. And if you're a guy and you're going to an event as well, you can't just go there and think, oh, just wear my grotty jeans and my trainers and going to this amazing exhibition or this red carpet event, but I'm just going to wear trainers and jeans. That is not going to cut it either. You're going to have to think to yourself, how can I stand out at this event? If it's a red carpet event, it means you need to wear shoes and trousers. You need to wear something smart. You need to look the part. If it's a casual event, if it's a sporty event, of course you can wear something like jogging bottoms and trainers. But you still want to look nice. You don't want to just wear like the trampiest jogging bottoms you have, like with holes and everything. You need to really look the part. And yeah, it is really about the looks and everything. And I'm not talking about like how handsome or how gorgeous you are, but I'm talking about the presentation of looking professional, looking complimenting the occasion, and basically showing that you respect the event, you respect the dress code and so on and so forth. Because I know that people sometimes don't care about dress codes. And like if you go to an event and it's meant to be a purple event and everybody's meant to wear purple, and then you go along wearing green, that is really rude. And I also think you're not going to get those TV interviews. So you have to really, really respect the dress code, and find out like, how should I dress for this event? How am I supposed to be if I go onto television? Is it wise for me to just go on and wearing like something that could be controversial? Sometimes controversial works, but sometimes it doesn't. So it's really good to ask them, what kind of clothes do you want me to wear? How should my, do you have any rules or any kind of like do's or don'ts? Okay. So yeah, that is it in a nutshell, basically. So I'm going to go over my tips again. But before I do, I'm going to give you a bonus tip because I do love to be generous. So, okay, the bonus area of how you can break into the TV industry is for you to really, 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 really start getting around the right people that are already in the media, okay? So there is a very big chance right now that you already know people that are in the media. So you have friends probably on your Facebook page. You probably see people. It could be some models, it could be some beauty queens, it could be some photographers or videographers, it could be an organization you're part of, it could be a coach that you admire, it could be a company director or whoever. There are people that are already in the media in every single sector or industry. You could be working, I used to work for a company called, well, I won't mention the name, but it was a housing company, and basically they had a media section, just as every single company does. And they actually asked me if I would want to feature in their intranet as one of the success stars there. And what they wanted me to do is talk about my singing career, because at the time I was singing a lot and people didn't really know that. So they were like, oh, can we interview you? Want to put you in the, in our article and make you as one of the stars. So they put me down as Queen Choma, the singing star, something like that. And basically, that intranet or that article that was in the intranet went obviously to the whole of our company, and that went out to about, let's say, it could be potentially 350 people, or whether it be more or a little bit less. It went out to, you know, the directors, all the staff had access to that article. There were other people that were featured as well, but the point I want to make to you is that people, you know, I had to let someone know that I had like some kind of talent that made somebody maybe speak to somebody and say, oh, Queen would be good for this. And then eventually that led to me being able to be in that, having that article. So you probably know people like that as well. Like maybe you know someone right now. It could be your manager and they're looking for somebody to be the face of the company. It could be that you are working in a hair salon and they need someone to film and make videos on YouTube. You know, you could start with things like that. Like, okay, I'm going to be the one to do the media stuff. I'm going to be the one to take over the media section at church. All you could do is start with something basic, such as you're going to start writing a blog for church. That's media in itself. How you actually really do break into the media is by starting small. It's not that you just always jump up and try and be in the media in terms of, oh, hello, feature me in your magazine. Sometimes it starts with you actually becoming part of the media yourself by blogging, by making videos, or whether it be by, you know, being the best in everything you do to the point that it attracts publicity. Think about it this way, like, I don't know if you remember the O.J. Simpson case, right? And the lawyer that was involved in that was Kim Kardashian's dad, Robert Kardashian. Now, he was so famous as a lawyer that he actually became the lawyer that was defending O.J. Simpson. So what am I saying about that? I'm saying to you, I'm using that as an example to say that, could you be so famous as a doctor or so famous as a singer or so famous as an actress or as a preacher or as a teacher or as a lecturer, even as a student? Even as a student, you could be a first-class student to the point that somebody says, oh my goodness, she's amazing, he's amazing, do you know how good this person is? Can you please interview them on this topic, or could you highlight them in our magazine or on our intranet, or whether it be, could you please put them on the cover of the magazine because they're just amazing. Okay, so be fascinating, but be willing to get around people that are actually in the media or that know people that are in the media, and let them know the good work that you're doing. Let them know about the charity fundraising you're doing, about your company, if you're a businesswoman or a businessman. Let them know about your fantastic skills in marketing, or whether it be your wonderful social media skills, you're the genius of geniuses, or whether it's that you're the best model or the up-and-coming, you know, the next Beyonce or whatever it is. You've got to really, really remember that apparently you are about 6 people away from having that big, big breakthrough that you really, really want and need. Somebody can hook you up with the TV interview practically by next week. You know someone. Someone's in your midst already. But it's just that you haven't thought about, let me speak to that person. Or maybe you've thought about it. You thought to yourself, do you know what? I should speak to this person, but you haven't actually got round to doing it. It could be someone that you directly know or someone that knows somebody. So I want to encourage you, if you really want to be on television, to actually start networking, to start speaking to people, and start by speaking to the people that you actually know that may know someone or that could directly feature you for something. So my mission for you and challenge for you, if you dare to accept it, is for you to reach out to 5 different people, and you could decide to do this in many ways. Okay, so number one, you could reach out to somebody that's an editor, for example. Number two, you could reach out to somebody through Twitter. You know, oh, hi, Sally, you're just amazing, Sally. Oh, my God, I love everything you're doing with your blog. You know, I would love to feature on your blog one day. You can now reach out to somebody at work and say, oh, my goodness, that intranet that you have, I just would love to be in it one day. Is it possible that I could, you know, go on the intranet and talk about these academic issues that, you know, I think we need to talk about globalization and how it affects the education system? And then you're the one to talk about that, right? Or maybe you could speak to a teacher and she knows, like a media teacher, for example. Do you have somebody that is a teacher of media studies? Go and talk to them. Or it could be a dance teacher, for example. People in the dance industry, they know loads of people in the media. So that's my mission for you, or my, not even mission, my challenge for you is for you to reach out to 5 people that you could actually talk to. And this could even be for advice as well. Maybe you could just speak to someone and say, hey, do you have any advice on how I can get onto television or how I can get out there in the media? But before you go doing all of that, I really want to make clear to you that you must know the reason why you want to be in the media. You need to know your story. You need to know your mission. You need to understand the do's and don'ts, as I said before. You need to do the research and everything like that. And you also need to, you know, you need to be mentored. You need a mentor or a coach to help you. You can find this information on Google, like all these steps, and you practically have some really good steps to really get yourself out there and get going with everything. But I also do believe in the idea of knowing that sometimes you need somebody that knows this. Like they need to be able to tell you, like, how can I really make this happen? So it's on that note that I want to recommend myself as somebody that might be able to help you. I don't know if you've got your own business or whether you have something that you're doing right now where you do need the press, you need to get the word out there about your business, or you really want to attract clients, and you know that by being on television or being in a magazine or being in a newspaper, it's going to really help you to attract those clients. Perhaps you don't have the credibility that comes with being in the media, because I don't know if you know this, but when you're in the media, even if it's sometimes not even good, the truth is any publicity is publicity. I don't advise anybody to go in the media for silly reasons. However, somebody that has some press is going to be more successful with their business or whatever it may be than somebody with none. You know, you've seen people that, I remember, for example, Donald Trump, he had this time where his company really hit rock bottom. And it was so bad to the point that the media were all laughing and everything like that. At the end, obviously, he rose back up to the top and became, you know, the really successful Donald Trump that he was, rich and everything like that. But there was a point where his company really was downhill and the media, you know, he had lots of bad press about that. But the truth is he was still much, much more successful than somebody out there that doesn't have any publicity whatsoever. And I was listening to the wonderful, you know, the author of the author of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And basically, he was saying that he had never been on a certain show in America. I think it's The Right Show or The Late Show. And whereas Donald Trump was saying that how he was turning it down. Like the man, you know, he kept on asking him to come on the show, the host, and he was saying, yeah, come on back, come on. We need you back on the show. You know, you give us ratings. And he was just like, no, 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 no. I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. Just giving him like the cold shoulder, basically. And then he said that when he heard Robert Kiyosaki say, he said that, oh, you know, I've never been on that show. You know, you're so lucky. I've never been invited to be on that show. He said that he called up, you know, the host of that show. I think it's The Late Show. And he said, I'll be on the show. Okay. But the reason why he said he'll be on the show is because he realized what he had. He realized that he has access to the media. He can be on television whenever he wants. He is famous enough to be hounded or chased to be on a TV show. Now, if you're not having that, if you're not having the TV edit, the TV host come to you and say, we need you, we need you, we need you. If you're not having magazine editors saying, can you please come back into the, like, can you, do you know magazine editors saying, could you please take us, you know, could you become a regular feature, you know, someone that features regularly, like, could you write for us regularly, or could you please be, you know, a partner with us, or this and that and the other. I've had radio hosts, radio shows ask me to please be on their radio show, be a consistent guest on their show, or to have a slot on the show. I've had lots of people say, can you come on my show? Can you do presenting for me? Do you mind just coming on the TV show? If you're not getting that and you need it, because if you're having a business and you feel like, oh my God, my business isn't really getting out there, then like I said, I really want to help you. And the way I can help you is basically by really, really, really giving you that like coaching on how you can break into the media and giving you as much advice and tips as possible. So if you're interested in this, please do reach out to me by visiting my website, which is www.queenchomaofficial.com. You can sign up for my Professor Success newsletter, and basically I will keep you posted with how you can actually work with me if you want. And I'm happy to give you a free Festive Success breakthrough session if you do contact me ASAP. I only have limited spots for this, so make sure you contact me ASAP. But I would love to help you to have TV interviews, to have everybody chasing you for all these interviews, because it will change your life and it will change your business. You will attract clients like never before, just like I have. I honestly believe that without the media, I would never have been able to build my business to the point that I built it. We've had over 50 press releases now, and it's just because of the fact that I was somebody that was already in the media. I was already a TV presenter. So when it was time to get the pageant out there, it was not hard whatsoever when I knew people that could help me to film and make me adverts and so on and so forth. So I really want you to have the media at your fingertips too. Thank you for being here. My battery is about to run out on this my computer. So I'm going to wrap up now, but I'm going to say God be with you. God bless you. Lots of love. Thank you so much. And you are wonderful for being here. Thank you and bye.